Morning. When you pray, what do you do with your eyes? You know what you do with your eyes when you pray? Good. You close your eyes. You know why you close your eyes? So that you're not looking all around and being distracted by other things or people. What do you do with your hands when you pray? You fold them, right? You fold them. Why? So that they're not fiddling with things while you're praying and you can concentrate on that. What do you do with your lips when you pray? Well, we can either keep them tight, right, and just pray to ourselves or in our mind. Or sometimes we can, like in church, we open our lips and we speak out loud and we pray. So we close our eyes, we fold our hands, and we pray, either with our lips or without. Now, do we have to do all of that in order for God to hear us? No. The Bible doesn't say you have to close your eyes or anything else. In fact, when Jesus prayed, and I just read that here a little bit ago, when Jesus prayed, what did he do? He lifted his eyes up to heaven, and so his face was projected to heaven. His eyes were open, and they oftentimes raised their hands like this. And when they raised their hands like this, it was expecting to receive God's mercy into their life. And so he looked up to God as his Father and to whom we pray. And that's, we can do that as well. And when Jesus prayed, he used his eyes, he used his hands, and he used his mouth, didn't he? And God heard him. God loved him. And so he set that example for you and me. So when you pray every day, right? When you pray every day, close your eyes, fold your hands so you're not distracted, and think and concentrate on Jesus, who likes to hear you talk to him. And he also wants to talk to you. And so sometimes he will give you a strong impression in your mind. Or he'll more likely talk to you through the Bible, what he wants you to do. Okay? Thank you. Here you go.